Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Today's episode of The Other Stories is Free Seminar, Make Money Investing in Real Estate, written by Galen Gower and narrated by Justin Fife.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I didn't realize they meant to murder me for almost a half hour. There were donuts, though. I put in more than 30,000 steps a day, and I can climb 4 flights of stairs carrying a 40-pound box without getting winded. I need the calories. I've been working for personal parcel service for more than 20 years, and I've stayed in shape, but I'm hoping to put my pension and my savings to work for me. You know, let your money make money, that kind of thing. The flyer said this was a free seminar, and I'm pretty handy, so maybe real estate investing is the right thing for me. The guy next to me at the donut table was giving me a funny look.
There are at least, like, 5 more. See?
I was talking with my mouth full. Lots of other people probably ate a dozen jellies, too. Big deal. The prayer at the beginning was weird, but I don't know anything about real estate investing, so I just kept an open mind and maybe ate more donuts than is strictly considered polite. I wasn't the only one who went back for seconds. When they turned off most of the lights and started putting on robes, I was pretty sure something was off. But the chanting is what made up my mind. There's definitely no chanting in real estate.
Hey, excuse me? I signed up for the real estate investing seminar?
I asked the guy at the front. He looked like a magician you would hire for a birthday party. I'm pretty sure he was wearing eyeliner.
Need ois ding rach guan sinya,
he said. He was doing this weird thing where he kept his chin tucked in and looked up through his eyebrows when he spoke. I have a nephew who watches wrestling on TV, does the same thing, and that kid's an idiot.
Look, maybe clear your throat and point me in the direction of the real estate thing? I guess I came to the wrong conference room or something.
People were lighting candles, but they hadn't thought far enough ahead. They didn't have any of those paper collars or plastic cups to keep the candles from dripping.
It burns, one guy said.
Just hold it at an angle so it drips on the floor.
Well, what if that doesn't work? We had to put down on a cleaning deposit. We aren't going to get that back if we get wax all over the carpet.
Max, we won't need
to worry about things like cleaning deposits once we've raised the quiet old one. The guy looks wicked happy, like one of those peoples who just want a minute of your time to tell you about Jesus or timeshares or whatever. Same look. I notice a couple of guys are standing by the doors we all came in, but they don't look like they have a ton of experience as security, more like accountants or mortuary attendants. They look like they practice whispering and comforting the bereaved in the mirror. They both have really sharp parts in their hair.
"You are the sacrificial offering to Henoth thy will. Submit to your fate, blind peasant."
He was the guy up front. Definitely wearing eyeliner. "Do what now?" I was genuinely confused. I was thinking maybe there would be a presentation on duplexes or some kind of other multifamily units like condos and converted motels.
"We are the bringers of Henoth thy will. We are going to summon the old quiet one and usher in his reign. 1,000 years of suffering and..."
"Look, I'm sorry to interrupt your tea party or whatever. I was only here for the real estate thing. Sorry I ate all your donuts, too. But seriously, the real estate thing, in the room across the hall, or what?" I was starting to lose my patience. "Don't interrupt the high summoner," one guy said. Another one actually shushed me, with an angry hiss followed by more murmuring from the other guys in robes.
"Can you believe how rude this guy is? Jesus.
1,000 years of suffering. The faithful will raid. Come on, quit that shit. Someone turn the lights back on, I'll get out of your hair. You got a donation bucket? I'll cover the cost of the donuts. Fair's fair's. Honest mistake, fellas." I was trying to be reasonable, but I wasn't in the mood for a sermon. This time my interruption was greeted with gasps all around and outright recriminations.
"He did it again!"
And, "Oh my god, this guy! Rude!" from the other guys facing the front.
"I don't believe this asshole."
"Bring him to the front. The time for the sacrifice is at hand. Begin the chant of summoning," the guy up front said and stamped his foot. "And I will offer the peasants unwilling blood." Two guys in robes are suddenly on either side of me, and one of them is trying to guide me by the elbow. He's holding his other hand open like he's showing me to my seat, but I'm pretty sure I've got a grip on what's going on here. Sure enough, a bunch of these other idiots are chanting, but nothing like those monks that got real popular back in the 90s. Remember that? I've never really been into chanting personally. Whoa, guys. I don't think I'm going to take part in your little sacrifice or whatever Dungeons and Goblins games you got going on here," I said, and I took a couple steps back. The rank-and-file robe guys were getting pretty mad now.
"That's not what this is!"
Pretty sure that was the guy who had shushed me earlier.
"We're summoning the old quiet one. You're going to regret your flippant attitude, buddy."
"Hey, I'm not judging. If this roleplay cosplay stuff is your thing, go ahead and wear your elf ears or whatever. Free country, just count me out," I said. My escort had me by the elbow, gesturing up the center aisle again. The guy up front was yelling at everyone and getting pretty red in the face about it.
"Just bring him up here. You're ruining it, Kevin. Just grab him," he shouted.
The rest of the people in the room were getting uncomfortable, though some of them were still half-heartedly chanting. I could tell they were only mouthing the words, not really projecting. I've done the same thing every time I've been to church. I'm not a violent man, but I can handle myself. I always try to walk away or talk my way out of a fight, but when a few of the guys worked up the nerve to grab me, they crossed the line. I put on a lifetime of work muscle doing strong back required jobs. I bounced trunks, worked construction, and even worked an oil rig once for a few months. One time when things were a little slow on the job site, me and some other guys decided to see how far we could chuck a roll of chain link fence wire. These rolls were almost 3 feet around and weighed about 200 pounds. We got so we could chuck those things 10 feet through the air. "Look, fair warning. Take your hands off me, guy. I feel like since I'm still representing PPS with the uniform and all, I'm going to give you a chance to just forget about all your little immersive theater thing and step away. and we all go home in one piece, okay? The guy who shushed me earlier couldn't stand it.
Kevin, if you don't get him up front, you're first against the wall when Hanathwail gets here.
His voice was cracking and pretty screechy. I guess Kevin took it seriously and grabbed me around the upper arm. I remember my grandma used to do that when I was bad. She grabbed me around the arm and really pinched the skin. But this guy wasn't my grandma. I was actually afraid of her. She bashed me over the head with Smithfield's commemorative plate once. This guy, though, was just some twerp who didn't listen to good sense when he heard it and got hoisted right up for his trouble. I scooped one arm under his crotch and the other under his shoulder and just tossed him. He sailed through the conference room with a grimace, like this was what he'd expected out of life the whole time, and it was finally happening. And then landed on his head. All the chanting stopped. Candles were dropped. Got really quiet for a moment. And then I grabbed another guy and swung him into a whole row of chairs. I just started smashing into people. I punched, I kicked, I clotheslined. I caught a couple of them by the backs of their robes and banged their heads together. My mom used to threaten to do that to me and my kid brother when we got too rowdy.
"You cut it out or I'll bang your heads together," she'd say around a cigarette.
She never did it, but I'll be damned if it didn't sound like bonking two bowling balls together. I punted one guy in the crotch, lifted him right off his feet. After a few chaotic minutes, the entire room was a mess of broken limbs, overturned chairs, and people in robes running into each other in the mostly dark. I spotted the guy who'd been shushing me and ordering Kevin around. He was trying to hide under a couple of chairs, pretending to be knocked out, but he wasn't fooling me. I reached down and picked him up. My idiot nephew would have loved this next part, even though maybe I was going too far. I got a good grip on him and gave him an old atomic knee drop. He didn't caper around like those guys on Saturday morning used to, though. He just fell down and started making gurgly noises deep in his throat. I might have given him a rupture. I hate being shushed. I finally made my way up to the dais after that, but the head priest or whatever he was supposed to be didn't put up a fight. He had his eyes closed, chanting. I guess he expected a cloud of starlings to erupt with a contagious madness that would smite the unfaithful. But I just put my head down and charged. I pushed through in a classic rugby tackle and crashed down with all my weight. I damn near dislocated my shoulder. But I'm pretty sure I crushed the guy's ribcage. It got all quiet after that, like fog was blanketing all the sounds. It was still dark. Only now it was the quiet darkness of absolute solitude. I felt all sorts of alien thoughts crowding my mind. I was startled to see the little jerk I tackled had turned to bones and dust. Just a second ago, I'd gotten some friction burns from low-pile, high-traffic industrial carpeting, but now everything was white marble. The whole place was some sterile Golgotha, still and powerful in the light of an eldritch moon. I picked myself up off the cold marble and brushed the bone dust off my PPS uniform. I felt the presence of the quiet old one before I saw him. His power radiated enough for even a knucklehead like me to perceive. He was stooped, but dressed neatly in a gray cardigan and wool driving cap. His corduroys were a little loose, but once you get past a certain age, you just can't keep the weight on. He looked me over with cloudy, rheumatic eyes, but there was still sharp and ancient wisdom in them.
"Was it you who summoned me? I was having a nice nap before supper. I have a comfortable recliner and the cat sits in my lap. She's a good cat. Maybe let's have a walk and you can skip all the beseeching and pleading, always with the prostrating themselves and the sacrifices. Ugh."
He began to shuffle forward and held out his arm for me to steady him. I gripped him gently and we began to shuffle along together. He felt thin, but full of trembling might just the same.
"Well,
about that, I cleared my throat. "I sort of kicked the shit out of your cult guys. Good donuts, though." He laughed and patted my hand. His skin was papery thin and dry, just like I remember my grandpa's. I hoped he wouldn't start telling racist jokes.
"Come on, my boy, there's a nice park where we can sit in the light of the long-extinguished sun, and you can tell me why it was you summoned me. I can tell you some dirty jokes, too. I know a bunch. Classic vaudeville. You'll love it.
We walked toward a park bench.
I was actually just looking to learn something about real estate investment. The passive income through rental property? That kind of thing?
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Other Stories. Free seminar, Make Money Investing in Real Estate. It was written by Galen Gower, narrated by Justin Fife, produced by Duncan Muggleton, with music by Duncan Muggleton and Tom Robson, and sound effects provided by freesound.org. The episode illustration was provided by Luke Spooner of Carry On House. A quick thanks to our community managers, Joshua Boucher and Jasmine Arch, and to Joshua Boucher for helping with our submission reading. And of course to Ben Errington, the custodian of the digital rights. And by rights, I mean he writes tweets and that. Galen Gower told me he is not on social media, but just to tell the audience that he exists at the speed of dark and lives in the infinite silence between thoughts or something. Justin Fife is a voice actor and podcaster. You can follow him at Twitter at JustinB5. The Other Stories is a production of the Story Studio Hawk and Cleaver and is brought to you with Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. That means don't change it, don't sell it, but by all means share the hell out of it. So, until next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.